Andy Warhol turn high art into a brand? By the mid-1950s, Andy Warhol's career in commercial illustration was really taking off, but what he wanted more than ever was to become a famous artist. Andy's first illustration for the article, Success is a Job in New York, now seems incredibly apt, because within a couple of years, he'd become one of New York City's hottest commercial artists. His work appeared in Glamour, Vogue, Harper's Bazaar. He also did record sleeves and book jackets and dressed windows for department stores. By the time he was 27, he was already making more than $100,000 a year, which was big money in the 1950s. But he still dreamt of being a real artist. For his work to be taken seriously as art, rather than just illustrations, it had to be about something. It had to comment on the world around people and make them look at life differently. And the world that Andy saw was boomtime America. This poor kid, who'd grown up during the Great Depression, was obsessed by the 1950s consumer revolution. The glossy commercials for shiny cars, the supermarkets crammed with varieties of undreamt-of food. He loved this mass-produced world of plenty, and with his commercial background, Andy thought he could create art that reflected it.